CPN-S01-A1-4. That's CPN-S01-A1-4. A1-4 is have the peace within my life that reflects the decision I have made and the actions I have taken. So have the peace within my life that reflects the decision I have made and the actions I have taken. And so the purpose of this action is to see the results in all areas of our lives as a result of our heart's decision. This particular area, as it relates to, you know, we have the different areas within spiritual growth where we need to, you know, where we need to be able to say, okay, we've got an understanding, you know, we've got the knowledge of what we need to do, but what do we need to do after that? And so in taking a look at the growth, we have, you know, kind of a baby Christian, and then we have, you know, an immature, so we have infancy, youth, adult, and senior. We have four areas that we need in all areas of growth spiritually. We need to have the knowledge. We need to then take that knowledge and bring it into heart so it doesn't puff us up. We need to take actions, and then we need to have results. And so this is knowledge, heart, action. We've done those things, and now we should be bearing fruit in this particular action. What are the benefits complete through the completion of this action? Well, we're going to see greater results and fruit in our life. We're going to understand what great is and how God measures it, not how man does. We're going to see a greater alignment of our own hearts with God's heart. So we're going to see a greater alignment with God's heart and in our heart. What are the details of this action and or the challenges that we'll face? Well, the course ID is 104. It's the course ID 104. It says in John 15:16, "You have not chosen me, but I have chosen you and ordained you that you should go forth and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain, that whatsoever ye shall ask of the Father in my name, he may give it to you." Romans 6:22 says, "But now, being made free from sin and become servants of God, ye have your fruit in holiness and the end everlasting life. When a fruit tree is planted, it is expected that it will bear fruit. If it does not, then the tree will be cut down and destroyed." What are some examples of fruit in our lives? It's a desire and or the disciplines to be in the Word on a regular basis, to be in prayer, to be around other Christians, and to share Christ with others. So again, it is the desire and or the disciplines. So there are times that I have a desire to do things with my wife, for my wife, and showing that I love my wife. There are times that I have a desire to meet the needs of my children. There are also times that I do not have the desire. That is when personal disciplines come in play. There are times that I have the desire to get into the Word of God. There are other times I do not. When I don't, what happens? Do I have the disciplines to do it even when I don't feel like doing it? When, if we're missing, on a regular basis in prayer to be around Christians and share Christ with others, if we're missing any one of these, which are the four foundational pieces, prayer, Bible study, fellowship, and sharing Christ, if we're missing any one of these, we're not seeing the fruit that we should or we could be. When our children, friends, and family members don't work hard in something, let's say at schools, you know, and they receive poor grades, we feel bad for them. Why? We know that they could do better, and they're not producing the fruit that they could or should. The same thing is true with our Heavenly Father. When we don't produce the fruit that we could, He feels bad for us, as He knows there's something much more to our lives if we were to make the right choices in our lives on a daily basis. Galatians 5:22-23 says, "But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law." Point four, what are the resources or knowledge material to complete this action? We need the Word of God, the Bible, to read, and we need to read the words in the Bible on a consistent basis. The Holy Spirit's work in our lives and our heart to help us to understand what the Word is meaning to us. you know, what it means to us. What actions should we do? So that over, you know, over the time of history, people have taken the Word of God and they've misapplied it in their lives and in the lives of others. They've used it as a force to direct people in specific areas. Why? Because it's through our own deceit and our own deception. And that's why every single person needs to be in the Word of God. We need the person who's shepherding us spiritually. We need to make sure that we are growing to the point to where we come to maturity, where we are pastors, we are shepherds. Every single one of us need to aspire to those things. So the Holy Spirit's prompting and conviction in our life, one-on-one spiritual mentoring and shepherding, a core group of Christians that I fellowship with on a consistent basis. What are the specific steps to the completion of this action? Well, we need to pray and ask the Holy Spirit to direct me in these things. That is more important, I believe, probably than anything else. I mean, the Word of God, we need to know the truth, but the Holy Spirit and the understanding of truth, having the Holy Spirit's ministry in our life, I would say, and being sensitive to the Holy Spirit's ministry in our life, it would seem like that that's more important than attending a church. Attending a church, being in fellowship with other believers is important, but the Holy Spirit's ministry in our life and saying the conviction of what I need to do is going to be absolutely critical. So the second step is prayer to ask to see the things in my life that God sees. See my life as God sees it. And then self and outside evaluation from other people. Now, this, again, this particular lesson is as it relates to the, you know, salvation, the knowledge, the heart decision, the action, and getting into results. If we're not seeing results, a fruit, and if you're a brand new believer, if you're a brand new Christian, you'll hear in, you know, Christians talk about fruit. Fruit is like the fruit of a tree. You know, if a tree doesn't bear fruit, if we're not bearing fruit, and I think a lot of times Christians, well, it's good works, it's this, well, there's a lot of good works, there's a lot of people out there that are helping and caring. One of the greatest fruits that we all should be, have a passion for, sharing Christ with other people. All of us are called to do that. It's not an option, it's not something that, you know, it's not something that we can do or have giftedness. We are all called to do that. And so we need to have a passion and a desire to go through that. Romans 5:1 says, therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Proverbs 3:26 says, for the Lord shall be thy confidence. Galatians 5:10 says, I have confidence in you through God, through the Lord. 1 John 5:14 says, and this is the confidence that we have in Him, that if we ask anything according to His will, He heareth us. Isaiah 40:31 says, but they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Isaiah 41:10 says, fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee, yea, I will help thee, yea, I will uphold thee with thy right hand of righteousness. Isaiah 26:3 says, thou wilt keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusteth in thee. John 14:27 says, peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. Not as the world gives peace, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. John 16:33 says, these things have I spoken unto you, in me ye might have peace. In the world ye shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. Galatians 5:27 says, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, meekness, and temperance. Colossians 1:20 says, and having made peace through the blood of his cross. Ephesians 2:13 says, but now in Christ Jesus, ye who sometimes were far off are made nigh by the blood of Christ. When we have confidence in what the Word of God says, and saying that we can have confidence in that Jesus paid the penalty for our sin, that gives us great encouragement to grow spiritually. But by this confidence, we can have peace within our heart, that when we stand before a holy God and He accepts us, what we have based our confidence in entering into heaven, we can say that it's through the confidence in His Word and the act of Jesus Christ dying on the cross as paying the penalty for our sin. And so in that confidence, and this is the wrapping up of the first area, the first section we've gone through, this is lesson four, as it relates to, you know, as it relates to the question of going through and saying, you know, let me grab that right here. It says, understanding the specific biblical requirements to enter heaven. So in the spiritual X-ray, there are 64 questions. And so each one of these questions we go through, and so we've gone through understanding the specific biblical requirements to enter heaven. That's the understanding, the knowledge. The next lesson is made a decision within my heart and soul to accept the requirements to get to heaven. So I have a knowledge base, and then I do it based on the heart. The next after that is made a decision to take the actions daily to follow through on that decision and have a personal relationship with God. It's a life decision. Okay, so now we're taking the action. So we knowledge, heart, action, and then this lesson is the results. Have the peace within my life that reflects the decision that I have made and the actions I have taken. So if somebody were to ask me and say, Mark, do you know, how confident are you that you're going to enter into heaven? And I say, I have total confidence. And they say, what do you base that on? I say, I base that on what the Word of God says in Jesus Christ dying on the cross and paying the penalty for my sin. That is my total trust. It is not anything in and of myself. It is totally on what Christ has done on my behalf and me accepting that and accepting Jesus Christ to be in my heart, to be my Lord and Savior. And so as we go forward into the other 64 lessons, you may go through each lesson 3, 4, 5 times. And so it's going to grow and help us to build and mature at a faster rate. Why? Is it some man's wisdom? No, it's applying the Word of God in the way that the Word of God was meant to be applied. And that's through the ministry of the Holy Spirit. Meditate on this throughout the entire week. Now let's open up the phone lines for the live session. If you'd like to participate in the live session, you may do so by calling on Saturdays from 11 o'clock to 12 o'clock Central Time in the United States. And you can do that by calling 405-244-5001. That's 405-244-5001. And the access code is 3335. And invite somebody else to participate as well. You can also go to Christian Professional Network website by going to CPN. That's cpn.cc. That's cpn.cc. Go to Growth Tools and then go down to Free Spiritual X-Ray and you'll be able to see the different lessons that you'll be able to participate. If you're not a member of the Christian Professional Network, we'd really encourage you to become a member. There are so many benefits to the Christian Professional Network in just fellowshipping and tools and systems to help you see success in whatever chosen profession that you're in. So let's open up the phone lines. Deborah, would you have any thought on today's particular lesson?
Well, yes, I do, of course. I think the biggest one is that, you know, when I first became a Christian and I accepted Jesus Christ as my Savior, I don't think anyone really, in fact, I know, no one, you know, they mentioned it, how important reading the Bible was, but they never really, you know, got in my face about it. And, you know, as I matured as a Christian, I realized just how important it really was. So when I joined this church that I'm going to now, I started out a Bible ministry, and I just wanted to encourage everyone there, you know, since reading a Bible daily, in order to make it a habit, you need to make it easy. That's my experience. And there are probably 6 or 7 different versions of a Read a Bible in a Year book.
Uh-huh.
And I'm reading right now, if I may I tell them a couple of them?
Absolutely.
Okay, there's one. If you have not purchased a Bible yet and you're looking for a Bible that's also structured to read the whole Bible in a year, all in one Bible, it's the Daily Walk Bible.
Okay.
And it has just been a blessing to me. I read it through this last year for the first time. And what a powerful thing to say that not only did you read the Bible, and, you know, I'm not perfect, just like most of us aren't, and yes, I do miss a day occasionally, But the beautiful part is that if I didn't have that Daily Walk Bible,
yes,
I wouldn't have any place to go. You know, a lot of people say, well, I just open my Bible and open it up to the middle. Well, you know, if that works for you, great, but I like a little more structure, so the Daily Walk Bible is one. The more traditional one is another one called the Bible in a Year, and it is a great Bible because it mixes it up a little bit. It has a little bit of the Old Testament, a little bit of the New Testament, a little bit of Psalms, and a little bit of Proverbs every day.
That's what we're going through with our family right now.
I like that one, but if
yeah.
you're ADD or if you have trouble concentrating on more than one thing at once,
yeah.
You might find that that Bible would be a little confusing because it is, you know,
yes.
basically the Old Testament is a story and the New Testament is a story.
Yes.
But I recommend for people that are reading that particular Bible that have those kind of concentration issues is I'll read, what I did is I read, like, 3 days in a row, the Old Testament. I'd read 2 days of the Old Testament and then 2 days of the Old Testament
okay.
and get that done, and then go back and read 2 days of the New Testament, 2 days of the New Testament, so the stories don't get mixed up.
Okay.
So those are the two primary Bibles that are the most prevalent, but that Daily Walk Bible, what's good about that is if you haven't bought a Bible yet, you actually get a Bible in the order of the Bible, so it could be used as a Bible and a daily reading Bible as well.
Ooh, great idea. I'll throw out another recommendation. You know, being raised as a pastor's kid, you know, and a missionary's kid as I was, you get exposed to a lot of things. And for years, about seven years ago, you know, I was really struggling with reading the Bible, wasn't motivated to do it, didn't have the heart to do it, did it just out of discipline. And I was introduced to a Bible. It's the Daily Bible. And it's, you can go through it in a year. And I'd encourage you, as Deborah said, you know, try to go through it in a year, but go through the entire Bible. If it takes you 2 or 3 years to get through it, then take 2 or 3 years to get through it. You know, but read through the entire Bible. Maybe the first time it takes you 3 years to get through it. Maybe the second time 2 years. The next time 1 year. Just keep going through it. Don't keep starting over. The New International Version, so it's the chronological, it's a chronological Bible, and it's an NIV, New International Version, with devotional insights to guide you through the Word. This thing rocked my life. Totally changed it forever. It's cool because it has little commentaries about, you know, in between the readings that tell you, kind of giving you some dates or historical fact or some additional insight, and it's all in order. See, many times people don't recognize that one part of the Bible, you know, one book of the Bible was written in the middle of another book and different parts were associated with different parts. It opened up a whole new world for me, and I'm saying, oh, I didn't realize that was happening at the same time this was happening. So for me, it read more like a storybook, and I remember going through this the first time, and I'm like, oh, I can't wait to get in. Man, I'm only able to spend a half an hour today. I've got to get to work, and I'd like want to get back into it because I'd want to find out what the next part of the story was. So it read very much like a novel, very much like a storybook, and it was really cool. So you may want to consider that as well. Excellent. Dan, any insights or thoughts from you today?
Yeah, just to build off of your thought, Mark, one thing that when I became a young believer at the time, and a friend of mine, I was thinking, wow, the Old Testament seems really complicated and stuff. And he said to me, he said, Dan, now just imagine yourself as being there. Don't put imaginary thoughts in your head, but just think of yourself as being Noah or one of those people. Make it more, it kind of made it more interesting to me.
Ooh. That brings back my trip with my wife to Israel and Egypt a number of years ago, about 5 years ago, and I was reading through the chronological Bible, and when we went to Israel, and I'd encourage you, if there's any way you can get over to Israel, and we went and took a trip for, 5 days down to Egypt, and we went and took a van ride down there, and it was just amazing to do both of those, where the Bible came alive in a whole new world, where when they talk about water and cisterns and, you know, all of those types of things, well, you know, depending where you live, if you don't live in a desert, you just say, I don't get it. Well, over there, you get it really fast, that water is such a precious commodity. You know, thinking, you know, when we know about Daniel being in the lion's den and what the end of the story comes out, because we know what the end of the story, it often does kind of take away, you know, the significance, like, I'm going to get eaten, you know, I'm going to get eaten, or I'm going to walk into a fire and I'm going to get burned up. You know, when we take, like, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, you know, when we don't, and that's one of the dangers, I think, of being, you know, raised in the church or being raised in a Christian family, is that often we get indoctrinated with these stories and stuff, and we don't really, you know, we've known them since we were born. And we really don't, you know, we really don't internalize these things and say, wow, that was really tough. And so I think that's a great idea, is actually living it out and living within it. Cool, cool. All right, Deborah, any other closing comments or thoughts or perspective?
Not for me. Is there anyone else on?
Anyone else that's joined us on the live session today? All right, well, let me wrap it up here. If you'd like to, this particular session is session A1-4, Have Peace Within My Life That Reflects the Decision I Have Made and the Actions I Have Taken. And this session has been CPN-S01-A1-4. That's CPN-S01-A1-4.